I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the rise of European nationalism to a certain extent and the resistance of Poland to the slow, steady invasion of Islam in Western Europe, facilitated very clearly by the EU, by the European Union. Poland right now is in a dispute with the EU because they refuse to take any of these Islamic immigrants. And the European Union is telling them they have to take these immigrants and this kind of thing. They're saying, no, we don't want them. Okay? That's the whole problem with the European Union. The European Union is behaving kind of like a federal government. And really, of course, as we've talked about before, everybody knows the EU is simply Rome's latest attempt at recreating the Holy Roman Empire. And now you've got Britain with a Brexit vote. That seems to be moving forward. Prime Minister Theresa May, she's begun the process, apparently, reportedly, of actually pulling Great Britain out of the European Union, the Brexit. And we see Marine Le Pen, she's gaining ground in France. Geert Wilders is gaining ground in the Netherlands. There is a lot of boldness from those in Western Europe as they're recognizing that this whole plan from the European Union that I propose goes back to the 1960s. They planned this thing. The Vatican planned it with Vatican Council II. That is my belief. My thesis is the Jesuits planned this thing from the beginning. Vatican Council II created the ideology of saying that Islam worships the same God as Christianity, generally speaking. Therefore, Christian countries should embrace the Muslims and just forget about whatever happened in the past, because that's what they say in Vatican Council II. They say all of that. Then by the late 60s, you had Enoch Powell speaking out, the UK politician speaking out against this great flood of immigrants coming into Western Europe, into the UK and so on, with his Rivers of Blood speech, something that's been brought up repeatedly through the whole Brexit ordeal. Well, anyway, so now Poland is putting up quite a fight, which is very, very appropriate historically, because it was the King of Poland, King John Sobieski III, who was the great hero in the Battle of Vienna. This is from Wikipedia. Sobieski's greatest success came in 1683 with his victory at the Battle of Vienna in joint command of Polish and German troops against the invading Ottoman Turks. And then it goes on from there, but that's pretty much the gist of it, that Sobieski rode in and saved the day and helped to defeat the Ottoman Turks, kept them from invading Western Europe. So the King of Poland, now it's very, very appropriate, I think, that Poland is standing up very, very boldly against Islam today. And of course, they've had a very difficult and in some ways tragic modern history in Poland because of what happened during World War II. How they were invaded both by Germany and then by Russia under the Soviet Union. And then you had the tragedy in the Katyn Forest Massacre, which I've talked about on the program before. Brilliant film for those who have never seen it. Katyn, K-A-T-Y-N, a foreign film on what happened to the 20,000 or so Polish officers who were murdered by the Soviets after being deceived for several months and lied to. They got them to surrender and then led them to believe they were going to be taken back to their families. And ultimately, they took them out in a forested area, in a remote area, and shot them all in the back of the head and killed them. And then trying to cover the whole thing up for years. For years. And I've talked about before how my grandfather on my mother's side of the family, our adopted grandfather, whose name is Zygmunt Zadarowski, and we always called him Ziggy growing up. My biological grandfather had passed away before I was born. My mother remarried Ziggy, and growing up, Ziggy always told us stories about the war, because he fought during World War II on the side of the Allies, and he was captured, was held prisoner for a time, eventually set free, became a lieutenant in the Polish army, what remained of it, and then fought alongside the British. And the British took in all of these Polish soldiers and gave them uniforms and equipment, etc., and then put them back into the fight. But Poland has seen a very difficult history in modern times, and they've now recovered themselves. By and large, they've recovered their country since the fall of the Soviet Union. They've recovered Poland, and Poles have a very, really a very dynamic history if you study the history of Poland, especially with Sobieski. But they have a long history of fighting against Islam because of this tradition. So I stumbled upon earlier this video showing a Polish woman speaking against the attempted invasion of Islam into Poland, and she's speaking against Anjem Chowdhury there in the United Kingdom, because Chowdhury, who's a Muslim leader, you've seen him on the news, he shows up on Fox News every now and again, I haven't seen him in a while, but he's this Muslim who says that Islam is going to take over the world and Sharia law is going to go into all the countries, etc. And he's credited in this video with having introduced Sharia law into the United Kingdom. And of course, now they've got more than 100 Sharia courts there in the UK. And so in this video, you have this very bold young Polish woman on a microphone, and she's speaking out against Chowdhury's declaration that Sharia is going to come to Poland as well. And she says, this is our country, and you're not going to bring Sharia here. And she says, here in our country, Jesus Christ is king. That's what she says at one point. I'm paraphrasing her a little bit, and I'm basing it on the subtitles that people have posted on the video itself. But somebody has come up with this video and laid some music down beneath it, and it's actually very powerful. What I wanted to do is just play a little bit of it so you can hear the emotion in her voice with the music. But it you know, without the subtitles, you just kind of it just doesn't have the same impact. So I would encourage people. In fact, it's kind of the video has been posted. You can find it on YouTube where it says Polish girl speaks out against Muslim migrants. And then Poles support Mr. Trump's immigration policy. Another title, somebody posted it. It's got over 400,000 views on this one. It says, Poland to Muslims, Jesus is king, now get out. USA needs to watch this. That's what it says. That's the way they've, but that's what she says in her speech, that Jesus Christ is king of Poland. And so they're not going to have Islam there. And the Poles are resisting, which is great. I mean, it's absolutely great because the people in the West, Christian people, need to wake up and stand up all over the Western world, because the left wing, they're not done with their agenda. Just because Donald Trump's been elected, we can see they're fighting against Trump tooth and nail. They're fighting against everything where Trump is concerned. And I hope the Republicans, this is why the element of Rome and the Vatican is so significant. And I hope people in Western Europe will wake up to this and recognize the Vatican and her Jesuit priests, they are still waging their war of counter-reformation. They want to overturn the free world. They want to bring the free world back into darkness, back into bondage and slavery, etc. And they want the Muslims to help them. That's what this is about, in no uncertain way. There's no kind of sort of maybe with all this. That is what they're doing. That's why Georgetown University, in fact, I'm seeing more and more articles on how Georgetown is openly supporting Sharia law. Now, I'm waiting for mainstream and independent media, like groups like Jihad Watch and others, to wake up to the fact that this is the Jesuits' agenda, and it has been their agenda for decades. They're not just liberals. They've engineered liberalism. They're behind much of this, politically and academically, in this country and in the countries of the West, Western Europe. There's a reason why the Pope is getting up and giving speeches and saying that people need to open their doors to all of these immigrants and this kind of thing. This is all part of a much greater agenda to tear down the free world so it can be recreated as a totalitarian system where they can do whatever they want. Why? Because that's what the Vatican was able to do. This is what I've recommended repeatedly that people go read the book, which you can find online, Rule of the Monk by Giuseppe Garibaldi. Read that book. It's a pretty short book. You can read it online for free. But he talks about what life was like with the monks and the cardinals in charge in Italy, and how people were abused, how young women were raped by the cardinals and then sent off to live in a nunnery somewhere. And they could get away with all of this because there was no one to stop them. Same was true under the Ottoman Empire. Under the Ottoman Empire, they could kidnap people, enslave them, gang rape women. There was no one to stop them from oppressing Christian people, Jewish people, anyone they wanted to oppress. But once the Reformation happened and the free world began to be established, because you had the widespread publication of the Bible, then you had governments that became Protestant, Bible-believing Christian governments, then they were willing to fight wars on behalf of God's law and the defense of the gospel. You read it in particular, Gustavus Adolphus, the great king of Sweden, who we've talked about before, he saw himself specifically fighting so that the gospel during the 30 Years' War, when he fought against the Jesuits' Catholic League, he saw himself fighting specifically so that the gospel would not perish in these Protestant countries, because that's what was at stake. The Inquisition gets their claws back in these countries. They're going to outlaw the Bible, outlaw the preaching of the gospel, etc. And people are going to dwell in darkness. That's what would happen if Islam comes in and takes over. And they're trying to pass more and more laws to punish anybody who speaks against Islam. In fact, there's a new article on Jihad Watch in Australia. Muslim MP, member of parliament, wants to make offending Muslims a criminal offense. This is a pattern. We've seen this. They tried to do this in the United States. The Democrats did. They're working to do it now in Canada. They've advanced the motion against Islamophobia there. They've moved that forward. Now we're seeing this in Australia. These are all of these historically professing Christian countries that they're now trying to turn upside down. And this business of trying to criminalize speaking against Islam, as we've said before, that is the very foundation of Sharia law. All right, brethren, let's go to our commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part 3 in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America. Our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I've been a customer of Mountain House through one of their distributors. But now, Worldview Weekend, as of October 25th, 2016, has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. Now look, the key word here is balance. We don't put our hope in horses and chariots. We don't put our security in food and gold and silver. But it is important to be diversified and to be prepared. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. I think people ought to have a little bit put aside, as I've done since April of 2013, in case of an emergency. You get free shipping and handling, and you're supporting the general operating budget of Worldview Weekend. Just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. Today, we're talking about the rise of resistance in Poland, resistance to the EU and Islam in particular. And really, it is a populist, nationalist movement where these countries that have been subverted, really, systematically subverted by the globalists and their agents in the European Union, here in the United States through the Democratic Party, and some, I believe, in the Republican Party as well, in our political system overall. It'll be very interesting to see what's going to happen with Obamacare. We did the show the other day on Paul Ryan and his connection with the Jesuits and how the Jesuits have gone out of their way to talk about the any sort of budget cuts or anything like that, that Paul Ryan as a Speaker of the House would do that might affect the poor. And we know the Jesuits don't really care about the poor. What they care about is redistribution of wealth so that their illegal immigrants will be provided for. That's what they want. You got to be able to feed the army. And they're importing a foreign army systematically into our country, just like they're doing it all over Western Europe. And the army's got to be fed, got to be provided for. And so that's what this socialized medicine is all about. Taking the wealth from the established population and giving it to the immigrant army so that their bills can be paid and they can have health care or whatever else they need. And again, as I've said, this is already happening in Western Europe. It's not just a theory that it might happen. It's already happening. So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with Paul Ryan. And will they be able to repeal and replace Obamacare? Are they actually going to get rid of it? I'll be very interested to see. I honestly don't know, brethren. I have seen Trump as a game changer. I hope that he will be, that he really will be. There are some things that he's done so far. I don't regret supporting Trump because I still think Trump is better than Hillary. Way better than Hillary. So I don't regret supporting him at all, but it's obvious that there is such a tangle of opposition in Washington and throughout the system and in different parts of the world. This is going to be more challenging, perhaps, than I think Trump himself realized. But of course, he's still very, very, these are the beginnings of his administration. The very beginnings of it. He'll need to be in there for a year or two before we're going to be able to see what he's really able to accomplish. And I hope he can accomplish the things that he talked about while he was running for office. I really do. All right, I want to go over this story a little bit further on the Australian MP who wants to make it illegal to cause religious offense to Muslims. And here's the story. This is posted on Jihad Watch, and they're taking it from Heat Street. And it says, quote, an Australian MP has called for tougher speech laws so that it is illegal to offend Muslims because of their religion. Anne Ali, Australia's first female Muslim MP, said that race discrimination laws should be expanded to cover insults based on religion as well. Restrictive speech laws down under have banned people from saying anything which could offend or insult people because of their race. The Australian government is mounting a push to rewrite the legislation so that words must, quote, harass or intimidate before they become a matter for the courts. Now, what'll be interesting to see, because right now, according to this report, they're talking about religion in general. Will that mean all religions? Will that apply to Muslims if they insult Christianity or Judaism? Will that apply to all people equally? Or will they just zero in on Islam and offer special protections for Muslims and for the Islamic religion in particular? That's the real question. And that remains to be seen. Now, here in our country, just to remind everybody, the way that this happened back in 2015, in December of 2015, as it was reported by Front Page Mag, who said, quote, December 17th, 2015, ought henceforth to be a date which will live in infamy, as that was the day that some of the leading Democrats in the House of Representatives came out in favor of the destruction of the First Amendment. Sponsored by, among others, Muslim Congressman Keith Ellison and Andre Carson, and it goes on and gives a whole list of names, says, and list of names and many others, House Resolution 569. 569 condemns violence, bigotry, and hateful rhetoric towards Muslims in the United States. That was the resolution, specifically about Muslims. Not Muslims and Christians and Jews, etc., no, but Muslims in particular. And so what that does, of course, is it exalts the religion of Islam to a position of primary importance in our country. So now the Islamic religion becomes really the only protected religion. You could speak against all the other religions and people from all other belief systems if you want, but not against Muslims. That's what they wanted to do. Now, of course, this resolution did not pass, and I don't believe it will, not while the Republicans are in charge of the House and the Senate and while President Trump is in the White House. It just does not seem likely at all that that would happen. But we see the globalists, the socialists in other countries, other historically Christian countries, trying to advance this agenda. And, you know, a lot of this for me comes back to, well, it comes back to the boldness that this Polish woman had when she got up and she gave the speech. And she said, this is Poland. And she said, here, Jesus Christ is King. Here, Jesus Christ is King. And what she's really pointing to is the first command. How God says, I am the Lord thy God, ye shall have no other gods before me. And I honestly believe where the invasion of Islam into the West is concerned, this is where Christians need to step up to the plate and stand up and declare the first command, that we're to love God, the true God, with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, that we're to have no other gods before Him, that we're to declare that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes unto the Father but through Him, but through Jesus Christ Himself. To declare Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. It's very, very clear. Unfortunately, what's happening, brethren, right now, is there are too many professing Christian groups out there who are trying to help Islam. They're trying to help bring the Muslims into our country. They're trying to help them build mosques. Or if their mosque somehow or other is unavailable, they open up a church and they say, oh, well, let's be neighborly. Let's let the Muslims come over into our church and they can worship Allah here in the church. As though this is what Jesus meant when he said, love your neighbor as yourself, or love your enemies, etc. No, nowhere do we find any examples of that kind of so-called charity. It's really counterfeit charity. We don't find that in either the Old Testament or the New. Not at all, brethren. We're called to stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ in all things. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.